is time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in the lands of chocolate and cuckoo clocks, I think. Who knows? She will tell us, I hope. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Thank you. Very well. And yes, from chocolate land, a conversation today about voting again on the 28th of November. As you know, we have this specific form of democracy that allows us to vote very regularly on different topics in Switzerland. Sometimes those topics come from the government directly. Sometimes those are referendums that are basically that originate from the population or a certain part of the population. But the fact is also that sometimes the topics are more important or more urgent, and sometimes they are a little bit more trivial. So this introduces us to the one coming up on the 28th of November, which are extremely urgent because of the COVID situation in Switzerland and in most part of Europe since a few weeks already. As you know, or maybe as you remember, we did vote already on the so-called COVID-19 Green Pass in June 2021. The Swiss voters had accepted with just above 60% the laws passed by the government, which basically paved the way for the creation of Switzerland certificate, a system that is a QR system and that shows proof of recovery, of a negative test, or of vaccination. It's also very important to mention that this COVID QR code is Europe compatible, and allows basically Swiss people to travel in Europe. And as a matter of fact, as of the beginning of this month, also to the United States again. So it is definitely a very important document to have, especially for travelers. That being said, it is also a document that is used right now in restaurants, in museums, in theaters, in lots of big events. We have right now a rule that is called the 3G. That would not work in the English language, but it works in German, and it means basically the first G for genesen, which means healed, geimpft, which means vaccinated, or getested, which means tested. With those, the rule of the 3G, basically all of Europe is functioning right now. So in order to participate socially to most events, or even to go and have dinner in restaurants, you have to be part of this 3G. It still allows the tested people who would test just for that specific event or night or invitation. But it's also very important to mention that some countries are moving into the direction of only accepted the 2G, which would be basically healed or vaccinated, and the tested one would not be accepted anymore. This is seen as a way to stop the spread of the virus. So this law is being basically challenged. It has been accepted in the first time, as I said, with just above 60%. But this time the race is much more, if I can call that a race, is much more aggressive. It's definitely the first time that I see Switzerland dealing with a law in that way, and it has something that I think makes many people uncomfortable, because it is much less discussed on a basically reasonable level, agree to disagree and this kind of attitude, but it's on a much more emotional level, which allows also some people to definitely go overboard and allow some of them to go ahead also with threats and death threats even, and insults and real aggression. And this is, for a country like Switzerland, a highly unusual situation. The last polls show that the population is still ready to accept this COVID green pass and the laws that go with it, as this is seen as one of the only way to first being able to leave our own country and being able to travel if for leisure or for business or for whatever reason, just not being stuck in one country. And it is also seen as a way to basically save the economy, as for the moment, because of the Green Pass, the restaurants are full, the theaters are full, all events are full. And in spite of all the fear and growing numbers, there is still a working economy, which seem to be a very important point for many people who are going to vote on the 28th of November. That being said, it is not the only thing that we are going to be voting on. The second one is equally important, because it concerned the medical workforce, like all of our nurses, which were very happy during the pandemic to get, you know, all this praise and clapping hands on balconies and terraces, but who are also in dire need for better pay, for more general recognition, and also better work conditions in terms also of hours of work. Because as we all know, being a nurse in the hospitals is very, very stressful. And I'm not talking about the COVID situation only, which is specific to a pandemic and hopefully not the norm, but I'm talking about really just regular work, regular basically work hours, and not having enough people and forcing the people there to be basically overworked. So there will be changes if this this is accepted, and it will mean that nurses are going to become more help on various levels. The third topic we are going to vote on is about the federal judges that are nominated right now by the government and by basically also the political parties. And this new law would require the federal judges to be nominated by lottery. Doesn't mean that everybody would be eligible, obviously not for being a federal judge, but with the same qualifications, there would be a lottery which would, according the people launching this referendum, would avoid political associations. Because right now, for example, federal judges have a tax to pay to their political party. So there is a very strong affiliation. And it makes them, in the eyes of the people launching this referendum, it makes them dependent on their party. And they think that by having, for the same qualifications, a lottery, it would make federal judges independent from political parties and more fair and more just in their decisions. So these are the three topics for the 28th of November. As you can hear, this time the topics are quite important and can change the life of many people. And I assume that we are this time going to have many people. Eventually, what I'm here around, even people that never voted before, that are going out and are going to participate this time because of the importance of those topics, and especially the one on the COVID-19 law, which is very divisive, which bring a entire new set of people in the decision making, because to just finish this subject of the feeling that there is a form of discrimination and a according the anti-vaccination crowd, a form also of dictatorship, which is, of course, in a country like Switzerland, unheard of, and a very, very big first. That is all going to be for the 28th of November, and I am definitely very curious about the results on that day.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.